Welcome to the Uncommon Career Podcast, helping you to find God's calling for your career and to land a fulfilling, well-paid, and impactful position. Join me each week for practical guidance, career motivation, and biblical insight based on Christian values. Hi, friend. Welcome back. Today, I'm going to talk to you about the tell me about yourself question. This is a question that got me long, long ago, but we are going to turn it around. And today, I'm going to share with you the purpose of your response with a tell me about yourself question. I'm going to talk to you about two myths that most of us don't even realize we carry around and that influences how we answer this tell me about yourself question. Then I'm going to go into three strategies. I'm going to give you three different ways that you can answer this question to make sure that you set yourself up for success and that your response is more intentional. And I'm going to give you the tip. This is more of a please make sure you end your tell me about yourself question in this way. And I'm also going to talk a little bit about how to serve the hiring committee while you're in the interview. It can be so easy to focus solely on yourself when you're in that interview room. It's so nerve-wracking. So out of survival, all we do is focus on ourselves. But if you can focus on serving the hiring committee, on being there for them, on making things clear for them, on helping them make a decision, ultimately, it's going to work in your favor. Because if you are the right fit, it's just going to click. And if you're not, that's okay. That position was intended for someone else, and by God's sovereignty, your position will be coming up. All right, so let's get started talking about the great tell me about yourself response. First things first, you always have to consider what the purpose is of a question or of a part of the process in this whole career transition so that you know how to target it from a marketing standpoint, from your professional branding. So the purpose of the tell me about yourself question is A, to start the conversation. So you're setting the tone, you're bringing in a little bit of your personality, you're building rapport, you're building a connection, a genuine connection through your verbal and nonverbal communication with the committee. But also the response to your tell me about yourself question needs to open up the conversation in a way that funnels it towards your best assets and skills in relation to that position. Now, the reason why I want to bring up the purpose is because we often forget what the purpose is. And the first thing we do is we just share all of our experience. We sort of repeat our resume like if they needed a refresher and like if they didn't have it in front of them. So, myth number one when it comes to answering the tell me about yourself question is that you need to share all your experience and essentially repeat and remind the committee of everything that's on your resume. And that's actually not true. Within the tell me about yourself question, it's really intended for you to provide a sort of entree, like a beginning list of experiences that your potential future employer can then ask you questions about. So the myth is that you need to share every bit of experience. You do not. And in fact, I would tell you, please do not share all of your experience in the tell me about yourself question because it will drown out the best pieces of your experience, the best skill sets that you have to offer, and the most relevant aspects of your accomplishments. So you don't want to share everything. You want to be very strategic and keep a clear, simple, and targeted message. Now, the second myth when it comes to the tell me about yourself response is that the best answer is a listing of your skills and accomplishments. And that's just not true. It's one way to answer the tell me about yourself question. And I will elaborate on that a little bit because it's one of the three ways that you can answer it. But I also want you to know that most other candidates are going to do the exact same thing. Most folks will answer the tell me about yourself question in a way that begins with their education and then chronologically lists every position and perhaps an accomplishment within each position. Sometimes it's just a listing of positions leading up to the current position they're in. Now, the myth is that this listing of skills and accomplishments is the best or the only answer, and that's just not true. So today, my hope is to sort of break that box so you can get out of it. You can have a couple different strategies to structure the tell me about yourself response and have a response that is clear, that is simple, that is compelling, and that separates you from other candidates. All right, so here we go. Strategy number one. The first strategy is to create a story around 1, 2, 3 key strengths that are most important, relevant, and compelling for that position and for that company. And of course, the key strategies would also be strategies that you are skilled in, that you excel in, that you've got some great accomplishments in. So when you create the story, the idea is that we as humans love stories. When you get emotion involved, when you get the sort of story arc of, you know, I didn't know if I could do it, and then this thing happened, I overcame it, and then I won, right? The underdog got the girl or received this award or accolade after they didn't know if they were able to do it. It's that emotional piece behind the story that is going to engage your hiring committee. So, like in any form of communication, your goal is to engage the committee, to genuinely connect with them, and to connect with them with the story is incredibly powerful. So the first strategy is to create a story around your key strengths that are important, relevant, and compelling for that position. And while you're creating that story, if you want to go to the more advanced level, you've got your story that you're sharing with them. But if you can help them to see how they would want your story to be a part of their story, it's going to be even more captivating. So if you go into that interview and you tell them your story and it's this inspiring story with great accomplishments that they're starting to feel like, hey, not only does this person have skill sets that we need, but they also have this character, this passion, this inner strength, this confidence, whatever it is that your, whatever character traits that your story portrays, that company might say, hey, we really want someone with these personal qualities, even beyond the skill sets and the accomplishments. So you tell them your story and you engage and connect with them that way. The advanced piece is say, okay, once they're into your story, then you start discussing your vision of how your story can become a part of their story. So what are their values? What's the mission statement? Do some research on the company and identify what is that company's story? What's the story in which that company is the hero? And how can you be a helper or someone who's kind of championing the cause of that hero and of that story? Okay, strategy number two. Strategy number two is to organize your experience for the hiring committee into a finite number of categories. So this would be 3 categories, maybe 4, maybe 5. I probably wouldn't go beyond 5 categories. You grab a sheet of paper and write down all the skills that you have, everything that you've done, but then you start to categorize them into the 5 or maybe at the absolute most, maybe 6, but I would stay between like 3 and 5. You categorize those. And so it might be supervision, budgeting, project management, right? Whatever your categories are. And then sort of tell these 3 sub stories. So what you're going to do is share all your accomplishments within one category and ideally share them from oldest to newest or from least impactful to most impactful, from least relevant to most relevant. And so you sort of share this smaller story about one of your categories, then another small story about another category, and then another small story about your 3rd category. Now, this can be a little bit more difficult to craft, but in some cases, it can be highly, highly effective, especially when you're changing career fields from one career field to a completely different career field. And what you need to express to the committee is that your skills are transferable to the new environment. And this is where if you were to go chronological or if you were to create a story, you know, you're kind of going in order. And so inevitably the focus will be on how much time you spent outside of that industry. But if you reorganize your experience into categories, then you can reframe it and really speak more about the transferable skills and connect better with the company that way. Okay. The third strategy, we are going to come back to that listing of skills and accomplishments, right? Because the myth isn't that you shouldn't do it. The myth is that this is the best or only way to answer the tell me about yourself question. So this is our third strategy, to provide a chronological review or a listing of relevant positions. I encourage you to include one major accomplishment per position. And as you're thinking about this review or this listing, I want to make sure that you are strategic about what you include. You don't have to include all your experiences, and I would actually err on the side of including a little bit less experiences than you think you should, because oftentimes we want to really show them that we can do everything but the kitchen sink. But if you can make yourself master of one skill or two or three skills, as opposed to a jack of all trades, then you make those few skills that you have more valuable in the eyes of the person listening to you. And if this is a skill that you have that is less likely to be present in the other candidates, let's say you've got a particular knowledge of a technology field that is relatively rare at the moment. Maybe it's new and you had the opportunity to develop this technology at the ground floor. Then you really want to hone in on that one key skill and then maybe add one or two that can supplement it. So at the end of the day, if you provide a chronological review, you can provide a listing of skills and accomplishments. Just make sure you're really strategic as to which skills, which accomplishments, you know, which employment opportunities you want to share. Okay, so strategy number one, create a story around your strengths as they relate to the company. And for an advanced level one strategy, you would then build your story into theirs and help them to see how you can help them move their story forward. Strategy number two would be to organize your experience for the hiring committee into a finite number of categories ranging from least to most relevant, least to most compelling, or least to most technical. And then the third strategy would be to provide that chronological review of relevant positions with one major accomplishment per position, but just making sure that you're really intentional as to which positions, skills, and accomplishments you choose. Now, regardless which of these strategies you go with as you're developing your answer, I want you to always, always, always end by connecting the dots between your response, whether your story, chronological review, or your organized experience. I want you to connect the dots between your response and their company needs. This is your way of serving the manager. And so God always calls us to work as if unto the Lord. So even if you're not yet hired by this person for multiple reasons, because you're working unto the Lord, because you're stewarding your time in the interview, because you're seeking to serve the manager and serve the committee, and also because you're seeking to get this position, hopefully, right? Your focus is always going to be the hiring committee. You want to give them exactly what they want. And remember, my friend, that they don't want you to be perfect. They just don't, because they're not perfect either. And so what they want is someone who is real and who is genuine in the interview. They want to be able to see you. And so by being so nervous and so focused on ourselves, we can't be ourselves because we want to be perfect. And so instead, I would say focus on the committee. Look at every single person in the eye. Connect with them. Smile. Make their day. When I go into interviews, my thought is, how can I make this person's day? Whether it's through a smile, whether it's through paying attention to them in the interview, whether it's through, you know, answering their question in a certain way. You want to think about how can you serve them? And if it is your position, it will be yours. And if it's not, that's okay. We have to trust in God's sovereignty that the right position will be yours if you continue to work as if unto the Lord. And that's all I have for you today on this Tell Me About Yourself question. I hope this was helpful. I hope that it can allow you to have a more strategic, more intentional, more impactful response to this question. And I hope that it helps you to serve the hiring committee of whatever company you should sit before this week. All right. Thanks so much. I will talk to you soon. So did you enjoy the episode? If you did, then head over to theuncommoncareer.com where you can listen to other episodes of the podcast and you can sign up for Sunday Spark. This is a preview of each week's podcast, a little bit of career guidance, a little bit of biblical principles, and of course, if there is a freebie that comes along with the podcast episode or with anything else that I'm doing, you get it firsthand. So again, head over to theuncommoncareer.com and I'll see you there.